السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises for Allah سبحانه وتعالى، and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah. We are witness that there is no God except Allah and Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wasalamu, his last and final prophet and messenger. Allah says in the Quran, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. In Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Muhammad is not the father of any one of your men. He is Allah's messenger and the seal of the prophets. Allah knows everything. وروى البخاري عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن مثلي ومثل الأنبياء من قبلي كمثل رجل بنى بيتا فأحسنه وأجمله إلا موضع لبنة من زاوية فجعل الناس يطوفون به ويعجبون له ويقولون هلا وضعت هذه اللبنة؟ قال فأنا اللبنة وأنا خاتم النبيين. Imam Bukhari reports that Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه said that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, My example and the example of the prophets before me is like someone built a house and make it very beautiful, very nice, except the place of one brick. at a corner. So people come, go around the house, and amazed of the beauty of the house, and they say, but why this brick is not there? Prophet said, I am that brick, and I am the last of the prophets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent many prophets and messengers to different places at different times. And all these prophets were great human beings. They were honorable. We respect them. We believe in them. We honor them. We do not make any discrimination among the prophets and messengers of Allah. The prophets were great role models of piety and goodness. So, the prophets have basically the same message. They emphasize belief in one God. They emphasize good and moral life. They emphasize that this world is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a permanent world. Your job is to worship Allah, to obey Him, and to do good to the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message of the prophets, messages of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are very similar. Inna uhayna ilayka kama uhayna ila nabiyyina min qablik. Kama uhayna ila Nuh wa nabiyyina min ba'di. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we sent you the message as we sent to Nuh and to prophets after him. So many prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came and they brought the message of Allah. We believe in the commonality of the prophets and the commonality of the message. But we also believe the uniqueness of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The uniqueness of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that he is the last prophet, the final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other prophet after him. And also he is a universal prophet. He is for all humanity. The prophets before him were sent to their people in their own region. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in the Quran in several places, kaffatan linnas. He is sent for all people, for all humanity. So his message is a universal message. His message is for all people and for all times. From his time until the end of the world, he is the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his message is for all people. It is important for us to believe in the commonality, because when you know the commonality between Islam and other religions, the message of other prophets, especially the prophet that came in the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, because most of the prophets mentioned in the Quran are those that came in the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So if the messages of Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the message of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the prophets in his family, this is important to emphasize that commonality, because that's how we can communicate with other people and we can have a common ground with them. But at the same time, we should also believe in the uniqueness of the Prophet ﷺ, in the uniqueness of the Islamic message. And the uniqueness of the Islamic message should not make us arrogant, should not make us that we are superior to everybody else, but rather that we have a mission, we have a message, and we should humbly and properly present this message to the world. Because this message is for the humanity. Of course, we don't force anybody, but we should present it. And it is up to the people to accept. If they accept it, it's good for them. If they don't accept it, Allah is the judge. The final judgment is in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The message of the Prophet ﷺ is universal, unique, and at the same time, it is relevant for all time, for all people. This message is as good today, as relevant today, as it was 1400 years ago. Humanity needs it as much today as it needed it at that time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has completed this message. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. Allah says in the Quran, today I have given you complete message. And atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, my favor is full for you. And I approve Islam as your religion. So Islam does not need any revision. Islam does not need any alteration. Islam does not need any new addition. Islam is the same as came through the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and alhamdulillah, it is preserved. Nothing is lost from the book of Allah. As the book came, the book is presented to us. And the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also made sure that the practice of Islam is also preserved through his sunnah, through the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ and through the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. So basic things of Islam, the principle of Islam, the obligations of Islam, the halal and haram of Islam is all preserved. There is no doubt about that. So we have to study this message. We have to learn it, and we have to practice it, and we have to present it to the world. There are certain core points of Islam. I spoke last time about the personality of the Prophet ﷺ, rahmatul lil alameen. But there are some core points of Islam that should be emphasized, especially in today's world. We call it a global village, the shrinking world, where the people of many races and many colors and many backgrounds, they are living together. They are neighbors of each other. So it is important to emphasize those core principles of Islam for the humanity. For ourselves, we have to learn them, we have to practice them, but at the same time, we also give them to other people. The first and foremost is that there is only one God. No prophet said more than one God. Everybody. Abdullah, wa la tushriku bihi shay'a. This is the message of the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized it very much. No other prophet emphasized as much tawheed as the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasized it. And no book, no scripture has emphasized tawheed as much as the Quran has emphasized. Almost every page of the Quran talks about tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tawheed is the asl, tawheed is the basis of iman. If there is no tawheed, there is no iman. La ilaha illallah. There is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Allah, there is no God except He. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's oneness is emphasized very much. That is the core message of Islam. If there is no tawheed, there is no Islam. There is no iman. That is the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second thing that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized is that humanity is one. All human beings, regardless of their colors, regardless of their races, regardless of their nationalities, regardless of the languages that they speak, they all come from one and the same parent, that is Adam alayhi salam and Hawa alayhi salam. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min zakarin wa unsa, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Beautiful, beautiful point that are given to us. We all created you, all of you, from one single male and female. Originally, parent of everybody is the same. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً ۚ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ ۚ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. So emphasis on this point that humanity is one. All human beings are one family. and they should care for each other, respect each other. And the third point is that all human beings have dignity and honor. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given honor and dignity to the children of Adam. So all human beings, they have to be respected. Nobody should be despised because of his color. Nobody should be despised because of his family, because of his tribe, because of his background. There is no superiority for an Arab over a non-Arab. There is no superiority for a white person over a black person, or black person over a white person. There is no superiority of anybody, whether he is a Sayyid or he is not a Sayyid. There is no superiority because of race or because of family. كُلُّكُمْ لِآدَمْ وَآدَمُ مِنْ تُرَابْ النَّاسُ سَوَاسِيَةً. People are equal. That's the emphasis of Islam. And that is the core message of Islam. Unfortunately, Muslims have forgotten that. And they are creating a lot of discrimination and division on the basis of nationalities, on the basis of languages, on the basis of tribes, and fighting each other, killing each other on the basis of that. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. May Allah save us from that. May Allah bring Muslims together and humanity together. So the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. All children of Adam have honor. And everybody is honorable. Everybody is respectable, regardless where are you from. And the other thing that emphasized in the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the message of Islam, core message of Islam, and that is justice and fairness towards all people. I'adilu, that is the command of Allah. I'adilu wa aqrabu lit-taqwa. Even to your enemies, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُ. Because some people, they hate you, that doesn't mean that you do injustice to them. They stopped the Prophet ﷺ and his family and his people, his followers, from coming to Mecca to perform the Umrah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ عَلَىٰ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ أَنْ تَعْتَدُوا. They stopped you from coming to the Masjid al-Haram. But you don't do anything wrong to them. Don't do aggression against them. And then in general mention that, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. Because some people hate you, some people have prejudice against you, some people do Islamophobia, all of these things they do, don't do aggression against them. Don't do anything wrong, anything unjust towards them. That's a very important passage, very important principle that we should adopt and we should live by, and we should stand as role models of this understanding of this kind of peaceful relations. And finally, there are certain core values of ethical and moral value that Islam emphasizes. One is truthfulness. You speak the truth always. The Prophet ﷺ said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقَ فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. You must speak the truth, because truth leads to righteousness, to goodness, and goodness leads to Jannah. وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبْ. And do not ever lie, because lies take to sin, and sin takes to hell. So always speak the truth. And he emphasized also honesty, amana. Be very, very, very trustworthy people, very honest people. Honest in your dealings with others. Honest, whatever your inna Allah ya'murukum an tuaddu al-amanati ila ahliha. Wa idha hakamtum bayna an-nasi an tahkumu bil-'adl. Inna Allah ya'ni 'imma ya'idukum bih. Allah commands you that you do be honest. The Prophet ﷺ said, and Anas radiallahu anhu said, قَلَّمَا قَتَبَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ ﷺ إِلَّا قَالْ. It was very rare that Rasulullah ﷺ gave us a khutbah and he did not remind us about that. In his messages, in his speeches, in his khutbahs, he used to remind that لَا إِمَانَ لِمَنْ لَا أَمَانَةَ لَهُ. Very strong, my brother and sister, very strong. If you reflect on it, لَا إِمَانَ لِمَنْ لَا أَمَانَةَ لَهُ. The one who has no amana, the one who is not honest, has no iman. That iman is useless. La imana liman la amanata. And this is not my word. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam does not say anything wrong, anything that is not correct Islamically. Na'udhu billah. Na'udhu billah min zalik. Every word, every one's word can be wrong, but not the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. La imana liman la amanata la, wala deena liman la ahda la. And the person has no deen who cannot fulfill his promise. So honesty and fulfilling the promise, this is the core message of Islam. Munafiq, the Prophet said, al-ayatul munafiq, the signs of a munafiq, hypocrite, are this, وَإِذَا حَدَّثَ كَذِبْ وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانْ وَإِذَا عَهَدَ غَدَرْ وَإِذَا خَاسَمَ فَجَرْ. The sign of a hypocrite, when he speaks, lies. When he is given amana, he breaks the amana. He breaches the amana. When he promises, he breaks the promise. And when he is in disagreement, he becomes foul, become abusive. The khasam of fajr. So that's Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's emphasis. So truthfulness, honesty. The other thing that Islam emphasizes very much is charity. Be kind, compassionate, caring. Give to those who are in need. What you have, be thankful to Allah and share with others. So, atu zakah, atu sadaqat. Again and again he used to emphasize that. When you see somebody hungry, when you see somebody is in need, don't ignore that person. Help. See what you can do for that person. Do your best. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to do that. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِلسَّائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. In your money, your money, Allah has given you that. But remember that in your money there is a right for the poor. Poor have a right in that money. And you have to give that. Respect them and care for them. So charity is very much emphasized in Islam. It's a religion of charity. A religion of kindness and compassion. And another value of Islam is chastity. Iffah. Protect your body from committing sins. Don't commit sin. Libidness. Fahsha. Keep away from that. Don't commit sins. Sexual sins. That is specially forbidden in Islam. الَّذِينَهُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَمَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. Those who guard their chastity. So believers are those who abide by that. And of course, in general, be compassionate people, kind people, caring people. That's a general compassion, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was rahmatul lil alameen, and he emphasized that people should be rahmah. So these are the very, very important principles of Islam that he emphasized. With devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your prayers, fasting, going to Hajj and Umrah and all of these things, these are the things that you should do. Recognize the rights of others. Rights of Allah, but also the rights of human beings. Huququllah and huququn nas. Huququl walidain. حقوق الجيران, your parents' rights, your neighbors' rights, the rights of the human beings, the rights of animals, the rights of all the things that you use. Do not abuse anything, do not waste anything, do not spoil things. These are the things that are given to you as a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sakhara lakum. And you, Allah has appointed you as Khalifa on this earth. So you have to take care of this earth. These are the basic values of Islam. These are the core values of Islam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us that we, the followers of the last and final prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should be the role model for that. We should give the example of that to the world. We live ourselves that way, and we also invite the humanity towards that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us and keep us on the right path. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. الله سبحانه وتعالى says in Surah Al-An'am, قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي وماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين قل غير الله أبغي ربا وهو رب كل شيء ولا تكسب كل نفس إلا عليها ولا تزر وازرة وزر أخرى ثم إلى ربكم مرجعكم فينبئكم بما كنتم فيه تختلفون. Allah said to His Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, and through him he tells to all of us, say, my prayer, my sacrifice, my life, my death, it is all for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. I pray for Allah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I make a sacrifice in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I live in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I shall die in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mahyaya wa mati lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika lah. There is no partner with him. Wa ana awwalul muslimin. And I'm the first who bow to him. قُلْ أَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ أَبْغِي رَبًّا وَهُوَ رَبُّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Should I have a Lord other than Allah? While Allah is the Lord of everything, why should I go to another one? A Lord, He's the Lord of everything. He's my Lord and the Lord of everything. وَلَا تَكْسِبُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ إِلَّا عَلَيْهَا. And no soul can earn anything except yourself, for itself or against itself. There is no one who will bear the burden of another person. Everyone is going to stand for his own. ثُمَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ أَرْجِعُكُمْ. Then we are all going to turn to Allah, to return to Allah. And He will tell us whatever we were differing from. That is the slogan of every Muslim. That is the strength of every Muslim. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my brothers and sisters, keep us on the right path and make our life and our death everything for the sake of Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us in this life and in the life to come. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala ahlihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsani ila yawmiddin. خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعلى عمي المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم، واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم. اللهم احفظنا من كل سوء، اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء، اللهم احفظنا من كل وباء. رب اغفر وارحم وانت خير الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلق محمد واله وصحبه اجمعين. ان الصلاه تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله اكبر فاقيموا الصلاه.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا. Please make a straight line. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي فمن يكفر بالطاغوت ويؤمن بالله فقد استمسك بالعروة الوثقى لا انفصام لها والله سميع عليم. الله ولي الذين آمنوا يخرجهم من الظلمات إلى النور والذين كفروا أولياؤهم الطاغوت يخرجونهم من النور إلى الظلمات أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Please remember near dua several people who are not well or who passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless everyone. The people who are not well, Brother Lahwari Siba, Brother Muhammad Rafi, Sister Amira Haj Hussain, Brother Muhammad Abdul Razzaq, Sister Stacy Cunningham, Brother Abdul Aziz, Sister Razia Sultana, and Brother Zafar Qureshi. May Allah give them shifa. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ya Allah. Allahumma shfihim ta shafi la shafi illa anta shifa an la yuqadir. The people who passed away and pray for their maghfirah. Brother Abdullah Ni'mati. Brother Abdul Mustafa Ahmad. Al-Ahmad. Brother Nasir Arsanjani. Brother Fatmir Shala. Sister Qaisar Jahan. Brother Rauf Ahmed, Sister Khadija Latif, Brother Cham Tulim. May Allah bless them. Allahumma ighfir lahum ya Allah. Allahumma ighfir lahum ya Allah. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum ya Allah. Rabbi ighfir warhamhum wa anta khairur rahimin. Wa anta khairur rahimin. Sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi Muhammad wa alihi wa ashabihi wa atba'ihi ajma'in. Rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Barakallahu fikum.